Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
I got a couple stories here for you that are semi-similar. Well, the car thieves make the news. Yeah. If you're going to steal a car, don't steal one with kids inside because parents will hunt you down. Yeah. A thief in Minneapolis was driving around in a stolen vehicle on Wednesday when he spotted a truck and decided he was going to upgrade from the car he was in. A man named Derek Gachi owned the truck, and he was getting something out of the back when the thief approached, jumped in the truck, and stole it. He just drove off.
Oh.
Derek's four kids, all under age five, were inside the truck at the time.
That's so many kids.
It is a lot of kids, but that wasn't the reaction I expected. They also were stolen with the car, so that's, you know, very scary.
Sure.
And any dad who already knows they're considered second in line as the most responsible parent in the house is now going, oh, my wife's going to kill. On top of being fearing for your kids' lives, you're also going, my wife's going to kill me. Ah, no.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like, you are. That's what where the real trouble is.
Derek panicked, and then he realized the thief had left his car idling nearby. He hopped in the thief's car, chased the thief down, and rear-ended his own truck to end the chase.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh.
No one, they say, was seriously injured, but the thief ran off and got away.
Oh.
The Minneapolis Police Department is still investigating, and it's unclear if they've got any suspects, but that dad set out to save his own kids and his own marriage.
He saved the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
That is incredible.
I definitely...
He has four kids under five in his car. Like, he's already having a terrible day. I'm sorry.
Well, that's it. I mean, you're in that world. He's not even thinking that someone's going to interrupt him in the middle
of the... Who would want this car full of children? Is there anyone who wants a responsible adult who will take this car for a while?
The chaos with my 1 4-year-old is enough to send me, you know, to bed. But four of them?
Oh. Do you think that's a situation where, like, things were just horrible at the house and he was like, look, let's strap them all in and I'll take them for a ride and hopefully they all fall asleep. You know how kids fall asleep in the car? And it's always so pleasant. And plus, they're strapped in. Like, there's nothing they can do. There's no place they can go. And they sort of accept that confinement, even if they're whining about it. Oh, boy, you crank the music and just pretend you don't have kids and just drive around.
I was talking to our coworker, Rage, who just had a baby.
Yeah.
And by the way, has not shown any pictures, no news, nothing.
Oh, he's
thanks,
in it,
Rage.
Huh?
No, he's under it.
He's under it.
Way to go, Rage. Thanks. We're all like hoping and yay, Rage. Nothing. No news. But anyway, one of the things I used to do that got me through those early years was put them in those Bjorns. I wore that kid in a front pack for the first 3 years.
They're so great.
It's just the way I could keep that kid from hurting herself and me still able to vacuum
to do
and
things,
do things
right.
But the whole car stealing with all your family in it. Oh, God. That poor guy. I'm surprised he didn't just have a heart attack and die. Next story. Two guys jumped in a woman in Pittsburgh earlier this month, took her keys and stole her car.
Oh.
Police tracked it down a few hours later, but the carjackers ran off before they could be caught or identified. The victim got the car back, and she noticed something strange. The car's computer notified her that a device had connected via Bluetooth, and it was Daryl's phone.
Oh, Daryl.
Mm.
Was it Daryl and his other brother, Daryl?
It was Daryl who had jumped her and stolen her car.
Uh-huh.
It connected to her Bluetooth. The victim, so She didn't know a Daryl and quickly realized it could have been one of the car thieves. And
Daryl,
was. She notified the police and they figured out that one of the thieves was 19-year-old Daryl Cammon. They're still trying to identify the second suspect. But in the meantime, there's a warrant out for Daryl's arrest. He busted himself. Dummy.
Do it to yourself. It's true.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.